Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. Our police chief, Andy Mills, has said that he would like to see a ban on bicycle riding on all city sidewalks. I might be mistaken, but I thought there already was a ban on riding on the sidewalks in the area between 2nd and 7th Streets to the south, and perhaps A to J Streets east and west. When I was able, I rode my bike several miles a day after work. That is, as long as I didn't sit down at home first, then it was all over. I rode mostly out of the business district and on the sidewalks when it was possible to stay out of the way of vehicular traffic on busier streets. Then, when I got disabled to the point I couldn't ride a two-wheeler, I bought a three-wheeler and rode daily, but not so far. If this ban goes into effect, it would put all bikes into the street, where the new law that went into effect yesterday tells us we have to give 3 feet clearance to all cyclists. Some streets are wide enough so that giving the 3 feet is easy, but many aren't. It has been my experience that many folks won't know of this new rule, and it will cause many traffic tie-ups following a cyclist slow or fast down a narrow street. I know that cyclists causing problems with pedestrians in the business district is why the ban works there, but most sidewalks in the other areas of Eureka are rarely see a pedestrian, and there are few of them when there are pedestrians. I will have to say that riding on the sidewalk has its ups and downs, dealing with driveways and other obstacles such as telephone and power poles and street signs. I'll send a copy of this to Chief Mills, who, by the way, is a very nice man and a good chief of police who has helped me solve a problem or two. In the last couple of weeks, we have seen some terrible examples of brutality from some of our professional football players. There is proof that one slugged his wife, a very attractive lady, and knocked her cold in an elevator, then dragged her off somewhere. Later photographs show them hand in hand walking towards a court appearance, I believe. If he does that in public, what does he do at home? Then we have the player who is pictured in the American Profile insert in Saturday's paper, telling us what a wonderful person he is, which was set up who knows when. And in the weekend news, he is accused of whipping his 4-year-old son with a whip of some sort so badly that it left welts and other marks clear around the boy's body. 4 years old. What kind of a person does that? Then there were a couple of other instances. One case, a man who shot his 5 daughters and just dumped them in a ditch. Another case was a woman in Massachusetts who had several children taken to protective custody about 2 weeks before the house was checked again, and several bodies of babies along with skeletal remains of animals were found. Mental illness was suspected. Yeah, think? I have to say goodbye to some friends today. The first one is Matt Gardner, one of the finest men I have ever known. He has been a barbershop singer for many years. He thanked me for being his mentor as he learned the ins and outs of barbershop harmony. His list of talents and accomplishments is long, so that's all I'll say today. My friend Danny Silva passed away just a few days before our 60th class reunion. We'll miss him as well. The last one for today is Donna from down at Harbor Lanes. She was a real sweetie. Condolences to the families. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.